With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A respiratory illness found in dogs has been confirmed in at least 14 states. Michigan and Wisconsin haven't reported cases yet, but with some in Illinois, it will likely soon spread. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with an animal internal medicine expert about what pet owners need to know.
Kennel cough is nothing new for dogs. It can spread when multiple dogs are housed together, like at kennels, shelters, or daycare facilities. A new illness making its way through the U.S. seems to share some similarities with kennel cough, according to Jessica Pritchard. She's a clinical assistant professor of small animal internal medicine at the UW School of Veterinary Medicine.
What's different about this is that the dogs seem to be potentially sicker or coughing a lot longer than they typically do with what we've called, you know, kennel cough or CIRDC in the past.
Pritchard says there are a couple of things to look out for. Coughing, fever, lethargy, changes in appetite, difficulty breathing, or discharge from your dog's eyes or nose are all symptoms of the disease. This illness seems to be more resistant to the normal kennel cough treatment. Pritchard recommends calling your vet if you notice these symptoms in your dog.
The difficult thing is that a lot of these parts of CIRDC, this complex, so there are viral causes and bacterial causes, and some dogs can develop a secondary bacterial pneumonia. So those dogs would need antibiotics. But the dogs that have a viral infection really need support and time to recover. We don't treat them with antivirals because of the nature of most of these infections. They're kind of past the point of those helping by the time we know that they're sick.
Researchers are looking into a pathogen as the possible source of this illness. In the meantime, Pritchard recommends taking precautions with dogs. Make sure they're up to date on all their vaccinations.
What we recommend doing right now is limiting your dog's contact with other dogs, especially in social situations where, you know, at the dog park, they're swapping germs with 100 of their closest dog friends that you don't know if those dogs have been vaccinated or not. If you can board your dog if you're traveling for the holidays, if you can have someone come to your house or keep your dog with someone who you know, either they don't have dogs or that their dogs aren't sick, rather than boarding in a large facility.
If your dog is showing symptoms of the disease, Pritchard recommends isolating it from other dogs while you work with your vet. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The annual state capitol tree lighting ceremony happens tomorrow, and the star of the show came from Rhinelander. Governor Tony Evers and his administration invited Wisconsinites to join the annual state capitol holiday tree lighting celebration at noon tomorrow in the rotunda of the capitol. The tree was carefully harvested earlier this month in Rhinelander to be shipped down to the capitol. The 32-foot-tall balsam fir had been growing in Marge Van Hoeklin's front yard since 2005, more than a decade before she moved into the home. At 16 feet across, the tree pushed the limits for how wide a capitol holiday tree can be. Each year, the Capitol grounds staff have to take the doors off and build a plywood tunnel to get the tree into the Capitol building. This year's holiday tree theme is 175 years of Wisconsinites. Hunters who were successful during the firearm deer season now need to get that meat processed. Venison is one of the most popular hunted meats in the country. Once you get the meat back, how you handle it will determine how long it will last. Chris Arrowood, co-owner of Arrowood's Wildside in Anago.
We love to have it in a nice cold freezer. I always tell people, how cold is your freezer? Especially if they have any questions about freezer burn or getting their meat to last a little longer. Throw a thermometer in there. We keep our freezers at 12 degrees below zero at all times, and we can have meat last 2-3 years in the freezer.
It's recommended you get your deer tested for chronic wasting disease. Preliminary figures from the DNR show hunters in Wisconsin registered nearly 174,000 deer during the firearm deer season this year. That was down close to 18% from the year before. Oneida County ATV UTV trails will be closing for the season. This will be the last weekend to ride. The trails close at 8 a.m. Monday. That's also when the Enterprise Campground will close for the season. The Oneida County ATV trail system is scheduled to reopen in May 2024. Lincoln County ATV-UTV trails will close Friday. Researchers are out with new findings they say show that death rates linked to air pollution from coal plants are underestimated. A Wisconsin environmental group hopes the study compels quicker action to cut harmful emissions. Mike Moen reports.
The study, led by experts at a handful of U.S. universities, found that over the past two decades, There were 460,000 premature deaths nationally associated with fine particulate matter sent into the air from coal-fired power plants. That's more than what health and scientific communities had previously thought. Kieran Gallagher with the group Clean Wisconsin says while coal facilities are being phased out, utilities and policymakers should speed up the energy transition.
A lot of wind and solar is being added to the electricity grid every day, and it just needs to ramp up faster.
Utilities around the U.S. have announced emissions goals, but some companies contend certain fossil fuels can't be completely put to rest right away because of electricity demands while cleaner sources are added. But Gallagher says the regulatory scene in states like Wisconsin makes it easier for utilities to move the goalposts. She's hopeful stricter standards being weighed by the federal EPA will prompt stronger commitments. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.